Hey, hi, hello, and good day. This is the Tweets Out Loud. Yeah, that's right. You read the title correctly. Well done. And you press play. So thanks. Right. So this episode, if you've never listened to any of these, if you're new, then yeah, I read other people's tweets. Not so you don't have to, not at all, in the vain hope that you'll follow them as well. Just a different sort of way to shout them out, really. And I'm too cheap for bonus features to give people cups and stuff, and yeah, it's a bit different, isn't it? So, you know, you either like it or you don't, whatever. Okay, so this episode is Elise Rose 5. Elise Rose 5. So there you go. I don't know what the 5 means. You know, go talk to her, find out. I hope it's Elise, if that's correct, or if it's Ellis. That's like, I'm sure it would be, it wouldn't have the E. Elise, like, you know, Lotus Elise. But, very nice name anyway. So yeah, you've worked out she's a girl. And here come the tweets. So, watching 70s porn makes me want to floss my teeth. Yeah. There you go. There you go. It's your time travel. You can watch 70s porn. Bit of time travel. See all that hair. Megan Fox and I went to different schools together. Yeah? Yeah? Yeah. Her fake cleavage is pushed up as high as the false hope she has that one day someone will respect her for her mind. Oh, I like that. Let's have sex. And that's a horny Sean Connery. Let's have sex. That's actually how she's spelt it as well. It's like, let's with a letch. Let's have sex. It's perfect if you were to read it. If I just read it normally, let's have sex. No, I can't even read it normally. It's just like, you gotta just read it like Sean. Well then, Sean. Guy with 7 followers followed me. And as soon as I followed him, he unfollowed me. It's little things like this that make me shoot up heroin. Oh, did that really happen? Did someone... Oh, someone with 7... Oh, that's a shame. You guys, this place. What? People with your ways. There is nothing quite as scary as washing your hair, getting shampoo in your eyes and thinking, now's the boogeyman's chance. You guys call it the boogeyman because it's like, you've put boogeyman, as it was, well, you say boogeyman, but boogeyman. Which is it? Is it the boogeyman or the bowman? Because boogeyman sounds like he's a good dancer. You know, I'm your boogeyman, do whatever I can. Like, you know, Casey and the Sunshine Band. Or like bogeyman. Sounds like he picks his nose a lot, so I don't know. It's just confusing. Anyway, here we have arrived at Elise Rose's top tweet. Here it goes. I seriously thought the slang phrase, this place is crack-a-lackin', actually meant, this place is lacking white people. See, get it? Cracker? Goddamn cracker. Okay, her bio says, mediocrity at its finest. Yeah. It's a lovely tautology. So, indeed, you have heard through mine lips that she is a clever, funny, crack-a-lackin' kind of gal. So you should go and follow her immediately, post-haste. Tell her I sent you. Be nice. You know, make it nice. Be nice and all.